This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called The Foundation of a Life Well Lived. In these teachings, Rick shows us that God has given each one of us something special, whether it's talent, education, opportunities, ideas, or creativity. And he wants us to use what he's given us for his glory and for our benefit. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a beautifully illustrated devotional for children by Pastor Rick that will help them discover how much God loves them and that he has a special plan and purpose for their life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Your Timing is Everything.
A successful catch in a football game requires incredible timing between a quarterback and the receiver. And if they don't have the timing spot on, there's just no reception. There's no touchdown. The same is true in business success. Whether it's an investment or whether it's a new project or a new plan, good timing in the market, good timing in knowing when to hire, when to expand. Timing is everything in business success. Same thing in music. If you're a singer, if you're a musician, you must know how to keep time. If you can't keep time, please get off the stage because timing is everything. Now, when I wrote the book, Purpose Driven Church, many, many years ago, the first chapter of that book in Purpose Driven Church is called Surfing Spiritual Waves. And in that chapter, I compare leadership to surfing. And the parallel is this: surfers don't try to create waves. No surfer goes out and goes, let's go make some waves today. Surfers can't create waves. Only God can create waves. Surfers wait for the waves that God creates. And for 39 years, we've done that here at Saddleback Church. The Bible calls it walking in the Spirit. We don't go out and try to make waves. What we do is look around and say, what is God doing in the world? And then we say, there's a wave coming and we want to jump on that and go with that. But it all has to do with timing. When you're a surfer, you spend a lot of your time actually just waiting. And you see a wave come in, go, no, we're not going to catch that one. No, we're not going to catch that one. We're not going to catch that one. And then you go, here comes a big wave. And you get ready. And about the right time, you have to have the exact timing to start paddling and paddling faster and faster. And then you catch that wave. You ride that wave. And then you need to know how to get off the wave without wiping out. Surfing looks easy, but it's actually quite complicated. And it requires a lot of balance. It requires a lot of skill. Now, the same is true as in life, that you have to have a certain kind of skill to understand timing in your life, timing on every detail of your life. Now, look at this verse at the top of your outline. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 6, there is a right time and there is a right way to do everything. But we know so little. Everybody agree with that verse? There's a right time and a right way to do everything, but we know so little. And what this verse is saying is that we can get it wrong. We can do the right thing in the wrong timing. We can have the right timing and do it in the wrong way. It takes skill. The skill of life, of knowing how to time, to follow God's timing, to follow the Spirit, is a skill that can be learned. That's a good thing. Skills can be learned. Now, there is a rhythm. There's a rhythm to life. There is a rhythm to love. Actually, there's a rhythm to leadership. Wise people know how to cooperate with that rhythm of when to speed up, when to slow down, when to go fast, when to go slow. Spiritually, as I said, it's called walking in the Spirit. And the more you grow as a follower of Christ, the more you're going to understand and get better at walking in the Spirit, which involves following God's timing. You learn to sense when to go fast and when to go slow.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. pastorrick.com.
Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that He has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why He created the Purpose-Driven Life devotional book for children. This inspirational resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as 100 devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face and gives real-world applications to help them discover their purpose. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, young readers will thrive on the biblical wisdom that has helped millions of people throughout the world. We'll send you the Purpose-Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children today as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
One of the first skills you need to learn in a foundation for a life well lived is knowing how to cooperate with God's timing. Know when to speed up, know when to slow down. Of course, the Bible has a lot to say about it. Did you know that the Bible has a lot to say about running? The Bible has a lot to say about running. The Bible compares life to a race. And the Bible tells us over and over again, we are to run the race. Not jog it, we are to run the race. And if you look at Jesus' life and you look at Jesus' ministry, you find that he had an incredible sense of urgency. In fact, 15 times in the life of Christ and then in the Gospels, the word immediately is used to describe something Jesus did. The word Jesus and the word immediately are used in the same sentence 15 times in the Bible. So, and immediately Jesus did this, and immediately Jesus did that. He had a sense of urgency in his life. Paul was the same way. The Apostle Paul also had a sense of urgency. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:12 in the Message, run hard and fast in the faith. Notice it says run. And here's another one, 1 Corinthians 9:24, run in such a way as to get the prize. This is talking about fast, when you need to move fast in life. Run in such a way to get the prize. 1 Corinthians 9:26 in the New Living says, I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step. Paul was purpose-driven. I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step. Philippians 3:12 in God's Word translation, he says, I run to win. He says, I run. So there are times when God wants you to move very, very fast. Some of you go, don't like to run. But there are some times God says, I want you to move fast in life. But the Bible also has a lot to say about going slow, about waiting, about taking your time, about being patient. So what I want to do today as we kick off this new year and this new series is simply ask two questions. When should I move fast in this new year? And when should I move slow in this new year? Knowing the difference and being prepared to speed up or slow down will make a huge difference in the success of your life in the next 365 days. So get out your pencil and take some notes. You're gonna need this year. When does God want me to move fast? And when does God want me to move slow in this new year? Now, this is not an exhaustive list. It would be a very long sermon if I did. It's just representative. There are many, many more times in scripture than just the verses I'm gonna show you today where it tells God says to move fast or to move slow. But I wanna show you some key ones, okay? So write these down. First, when should I move fast this year? Number one, I should move fast when God tells me to do something. I should move fast when God tells me to do something. The Bible is filled with instructions for life. The Bible calls them commands. It calls them precepts. It calls them instructions. And God expects us to obey his commands. Those of you who are parents, what if your child said to you, you know, you asked them to go do something and or you tell them to go do something, and your child says, well, you know, thanks, but I'll think about it. Well, they wouldn't think about it very long. You say, no, you're not going to think about it. You're going to go do it. And yet we say that to God all the time. Every parent knows that delayed obedience is disobedience. And the same is true with God. When God says, I want you to do this, I'm telling you to do this, and you say, I'll think about it, you're being disobedient. So look at this verse. In Mark chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, Jesus said to them, come follow me. So Simon and Andrew, notice, immediately, circle that, immediately left their nets and followed him. Do you realize what they're doing here? They're actually walking away from their careers. They're walking away from their fishing business. They're leaving their jobs. And the Bible says they did it immediately. That's fast. When God asks you to do something, you do it immediately. Psalm 119, verse 60 says this, without delay, I hurry to obey your command. Now, you know, in today's world, hurry is a negative word. It's a bad word. We say you never want to be in a hurry. And when people are hurried, they're often worried. But when it comes to obedience, hurry is always a good quality. It's a good thing. I should be in a hurry to do what God has told me to do. And the moment God tells me to do it, I start doing it. So here's my question as we start this new year. What has God told you to do that you still haven't done? Maybe told you that last year or even longer than a year ago. Has he told you to be baptized? You need to do it now. Has he told you to spend time with him every day? You need to do it now. Has he told you to stop robbing him, robbing God and tithe your income as he said to? You need to do it now. Has he told you to, you know, invite a friend or a coworker to church? What are you waiting on? I should move fast when God tells me to do something. Delayed obedience is disobedience. All right, let's move on because we got a lot to cover. Number two, I should move fast when I need to ask or offer forgiveness. I should move fast when I need to ask for or offer forgiveness. Now, there are a lot of reasons to do this, to ask for forgiveness, offer forgiveness. But one of the big reasons that may surprise you is that you need to forgive quickly for your own health. Medical research has shown us that your body, the human body, was not designed to carry either guilt or resentment, or shame for that matter. You gotta let it go. When you hold on to guilt, something you feel bad about that you've done, or when you hold on to resentment, something somebody else has done to you that you're mad about and you're bitter about, it's like holding, like drinking poison. It's going to eat you alive. Jesus said it like this, Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. If you're giving an offering at worship and suddenly you remember that someone has something against you, leave your offering and go immediately to that person and be reconciled. He says, then you can come back to worship and offer your gift. Now, notice this verse. You should never use worship as an offer or as an excuse to procrastinate. It says if you're sitting there and people are, you're passing the offering baskets and all of a sudden you remember that there's somebody you haven't forgiven or you haven't asked forgiveness from, he says, get up and go. But he says, then come back and offer your gift. In other words, never use worship as an excuse to procrastinate or to delay. So here's my second question as we start a new year. Who do you need to reconcile with? Who do you need to forgive? Who do you need to let go of either guilt or bitterness or resentment? Who do you need to repair? God says now, not tomorrow, not next month, not next year. I should move fast. When God tells me to do something, I should move fast when I need to ask for or offer forgiveness. Number three, the Bible says I should move fast when I feel tempted. Yeah, when you feel tempted, you should move out of the situation rapidly. In fact, if you want to defeat temptation, you're going to have many temptations in this new year. You're going to need both preventative tactics to keep you from being tempted, and you're going to need emergency tactics when you're in the situation. Let me talk to you about that second one, the emergency tactics. When you are in the moment and all of a sudden you are tempted to do something you know is self-defeating or not God-honoring, here's what you do. You don't argue with temptation. Never argue with temptation. Why? Because you're going to lose. Satan has been arguing for thousands of years longer than you. And if you try to argue with your conscience, with the devil, or anything else, you're going to lose. The Bible tells us that the key to overcoming temptation is not to resist it, but to run from it. Don't argue, just get out of the building. Don't fight it, flee it. Get out, get away. You know, if you're watching something on TV, you go, that's tempting me to eat something or to lust or to do something else, to get mad or to get angry with somebody or to be prejudiced or whatever. Just turn the channel. You don't fight it, you flee. You don't resist it, you run, you escape. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:11, run from all evil things. That means move fast. You don't kind of casually walk away from a temptation. In other words, if you're struggling with alcohol in your life, you don't go to a bar to eat the pretzels. You run away from it. You get away from whatever the situation. 1 Corinthians 10:14 says, run away from the worship of idols. And you go, well, shoot, I don't have any idols in my house. Who are you kidding? You say, well, idols, there's no big statue of a false god in my house. Let me ask it another way. Who or what do you idolize? Do you idolize success? Do you idolize beauty? Do you idolize your favorite sport? Do you idolize social media? Anything you put before God is an idol. So we don't have the idols that look like stone figures or wooden figures. The idols in our lives today, often you carry them in your wallet, or they're in a catalog, or they're in a book, or they're on TV, or they're parked in your driveway. The Bible says, run from idols. Run. It says, get away from them as fast as you can. And here's another verse, 1 Corinthians 6:18. Run away from sexual sin. In other words, don't just kind of, well, I'm going to think about getting out of this situation. No, it says, run away. You flee it. If you don't want to get stung by the bees, get away from the hive. Those are times you need to move fast. When God tells you to do something, when you need to forgive or ask for forgiveness, and when you're being tempted, move fast, run. Number four, I should move fast this next year when I've made a promise to God. When you make a promise to God, fulfill it quickly. Don't wait on it. Don't delay. Again, a delayed promise is an unfulfilled promise. We've all made promises to God. We've all made vows to God. We've all made New Year's resolutions that we've forgotten or we got lazy about. But the Bible says when I made a promise to God, I need to fulfill it quickly. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4 says this, when you make a promise to God, keep it as quickly as possible. So what have you promised to God? Keep it as quickly as possible. He isn't happy with foolish people. Do what you promised to do. So as we start this new year, here's another poignant or pointed question. What promise do you need to fulfill right now? What do you need to fulfill this week? What do you need to fulfill today? Do you need to go home and make a call? Have you made a promise to share your faith with somebody? Have you made a promise to read through the Bible and you've never done it? Have you made a promise, I'm going to start serving, you know, one of these days? Keep your promise. Fulfill your goal, your role, your vow. Finish your commitment. Let me tell you something. There is almost nothing that God won't do for the person who keeps their promises to Him. There is almost nothing that God won't do to those who keep their promises to Him. So move fast. When you've made a promise to God, you've made a New Year's resolution, you made a vow, then you keep that promise. Let me give you a couple more. First, number five, I should move fast when I have the opportunity to do good. The Bible says this over and over and over, that when I see an opportunity to do something good for somebody else, I shouldn't delay, I shouldn't procrastinate, I shouldn't wait, I shouldn't think about it. I should move fast, I should do it immediately. Now every day, and God gives you little tests to practice kindness. And this next year, all for 365 days, God is going to test you every day by giving you opportunities to put people in your life who have an obvious need, a physical need, an emotional need, a need for encouragement, a need for a word of kindness. And He gives you these little tests. And God says, are you going to do something about it right when you have the opportunity? Proverbs 3, verse 27 says this, "Do not withhold good from those who deserve it, while it is in your power to act." I call this the Nike verse of the Bible, Proverbs 3, 27. Just do it. Don't go, well, you see some homeless person, don't think, I got to help the homeless someday. Just do it. Help them right then. You see somebody who needs help in a physical way or an emotional way, just do it right then. You know, we make all kinds of excuses. And one of our favorite excuses for all the things that you intend to do in life that you know are good, but you haven't done them yet, one of our favorite excuses is this one. You know, when things settle down, when things settle down, then I'm going to get serious about this. When things settle down, I'm going to do what I've always known God wanted me to do, what I've always wanted to do. When things settle down, let me give you a little hint. They won't. They're not going to settle down. Okay. Look at this verse on the screen here. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4, if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Anybody want to give a testimony about that verse? If you wait for perfect conditions, there's never a right time, to become a parent. There's never a right time to get married. There's never a right time. If you're waiting for a perfect condition, you're never going to get anything done because there are never any perfect conditions on this planet.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we want to let you know about an amazing resource Pastor Rick created called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt. You can get this free right now by texting the word free to 800-600-5004. That's the word free to 800-600-5004. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that He has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why He created the Purpose-Driven Life devotional book for children. This resource uses principles found in Pastor Rick's best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, ever since the publication of The Purpose-Driven Life, people have been asking me how they can teach their young children about the purpose of life. And they say, and I agree, that it's never too early to start teaching your children that they're loved by God and He has a purpose for their life. It's never too soon to tell a child God made you unique so you could fulfill your special life mission on earth. And God planned you just for that. Now, here's the super good news. We have taken the principles that are taught in The Purpose-Driven Life, and we've written them into short devotionals aimed specifically at children ages 4 to 8 years old. Today, more than ever, kids at this age need to hear the message that they're not an accident. They need to hear, even before the universe was created, God had you in mind, and He planned you for His purposes. You were made to last forever. Now, this book is called The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. And it includes engaging illustrations and devotionals that speak directly to the daily challenges that all of our kids are facing. And as a way of saying thanks to you for your financial gift to Daily Hope, I want to send you a copy of The Purpose-Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. This will be a great thing to give kids or to grandkids. And at the same time, your support continues to help us tell people all around the world about God's love and God's purpose for them.
We'll send you The Purpose-Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children today as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.